Well, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo?
They're doing good here in Alamogordo.
Well, that is good to hear. But, Dwayne, a good story kind of tugs at the heart. It's a feel-good story, but at the same time, it doesn't have necessarily a happy ending. Talk to me about the Patriot Guard Riders.
They had a motorcycle run through town for Alamogordo resident and Vietnam veteran John Coleman. It was one of his last rides. He is in hospice care right now due to terminal cancer and wanted to do one last ride, so to speak, to check it off his bucket list. He's been an avid biker for most of his life, since he was 14 years old. He's owned 17 motorcycles, at least that wow. amount.
He was definitely passionate about riding. I would imagine that he spent a lot of time riding.
Oh, yes, he has. He's ridden to Colorado and a number of other places in the United States.
Talk to me about the Patriot Guard Riders. Who are they?
They are a group of riders. Most of them, I want to tread a little lightly on this because anybody can ride with these guys.
Oh, really? Okay.
You don't necessarily have to be a veteran.
Oh, okay.
You just have to be a patriot.
Oh, okay. Well, that says it in the name, Patriot Guard Riders.
Yes, but most of them are veterans that get together and they ride. They do funerals for veterans. It all started out with the West Borough Baptist Church, who were protesting.
I remember that.
Funerals, and the Guard was formed about 12 years ago in response to those protests, and they would come and, you know, keep the protesters back so the family could have some, you know, grieving time with themselves without being, you know, shouted at by protesters.
So John Coleman is in hospice right now. Is there any way that people can send him some good wishes?
John is in hospice right now, so he has a lot of people around him who are reaching out to him. We'll have this up on our website and our Facebook page and Twitter, so you can comment through there and send them well wishes, and we'll make sure that he sees it.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for doing that. One quick story in Sunday's paper, the Sahara Apartments. Is this just something that's continuing? When are they going to be torn down?
That is a good question. They are in the process still of, you know, getting this 10-year-old saga of a building that's been sitting vacant. They keep going back and forth, but it is, and the city has had some legal wrangling to get to the point that they are at now, and right now they're getting with a demolition company to look at the facility. They did this last Wednesday. They met with a construction demolition company to bring down the apartments, but nobody said for sure when they're going to start on the demolition, and the neighbors are just frustrated. This facility has had fires started in it. There's homeless people, and it's just an eyesore for them. And some of the residents there on Cuba Avenue in Alamogordo are having trouble selling their homes over there because of this building that's still standing that needs to come down.
Okay, Dwayne, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.